This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. The president is in Italy at the G8 summit today, but he meets with the Pope tomorrow, and then he'll head tomorrow also to Ghana, his first visit to sub-Saharan Africa as president, and a trip that carries very emotional and symbolic weight to Barack Obama, whose father is Kenyan, but it also carries the same weight across Africa and here in the United States. David Amanuar, reporter for the BBC Network in Africa. He is Ghanaian and joins us from Accra in Ghana. David, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, hi.
First of all, give us a sense of the anticipation among people in Ghana for the president's visit.
Yeah, well, this is a highly anticipated visit among everyday Ghanaians, of course, since it was announced back in May. Although there is excitement. There's plenty of excitement in Accra here in the capital about this visit. But I would say that it's tempered. It's probably been tempered by the recent rains, the heavy rains, which, of course, have on the roads. We've had some fuel shortages this week. So I think the excitement is tempered a bit by a bit of pessimism about the way things are and just the realization that perhaps the infrastructure, the quality of our infrastructure here in Ghana doesn't quite match the quality of praise we've been receiving for things such as democratic governance, those things which President Obama mentioned when he was asked why he chose Ghana.
Well, let's talk about the access. Are Ghanaians going to have much of an access to Barack Obama visually or otherwise on this trip? But what's the security like?
Security, much of the security, we understand, is being handled by the United States apparatus. They've been very low-key, mind you, you don't really notice it, but you get a sense that it's there. On top of that, the Ghanaian security has been beefed up. They're deploying 5,000 police officers from around the country in Accra and Caicos. As far as access goes, I think a lot of ordinary people are going to be disappointed, John, because, you know, whenever you get a big event or a visit by a big visit by a head of state or somebody else, they usually come to a place known as Independence Square, where we have our own Liberty Arch, if you like, and that's where they would address the multitude. That's what Clinton did in 1998. This time, however, Barack Obama's stay in Accra, we're told he won't be going to Independence Square. We think it's because of security considerations. He'll instead address the Ghanaian Parliament, which will be sitting at the International Conference Center, which is a very secure area. So as far as Accra goes, it's going to be a disappointment for a lot of people who really want to see him in the flesh.
Well, that's too bad, but part of the security probably relates to the anticipation. Yet, ironically, because George W. Bush was there in just February of last year and tripled foreign aid to Africa, you know, George W. Bush actually has a certain amount of popularity in Ghana as well as Barack Obama, yes?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and indeed, many people will still tell you that. Actually, George Bush put a lot more than any other U.S. president into Africa. And I think there's an acknowledgement here, especially in Ghana, where I think the electorate, you know, politically mature, there's an acknowledgement that actually Barack Obama isn't coming to give any more or to redeem Ghana, as one person on the street put it. So, you know, he's had to look after American interests first. Whereas when George Bush came and I went out on the streets, there was lots of, we want George Bush to sort about our drains, we want him to help, we need money, we need all this. I think it's interesting that Barack is, there's a different attitude.
Well, David Amanuar, reporter for BBC Network Africa, we can only hope that the president will get a better line out of Ghana than you have there, but thanks so much for joining us.